Philip Sampa PR, these are here. Today's date is 05/01/2023. Dictation is for Kelly Burrows. Burrows spells B-U-R-R-O-W-S. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-I-E. Date of birth is 11/6/1971. This is a 51-year-old female here with painful urination period. Next paragraph, patient said this has been going on for approximately a week. Said it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. She indicated that she has a history of UTI and symptoms are similar period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She reports myalgia and chills. She denies flank pain. Says she's eating and drinking well period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Chronic pain, pass. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, insomnia. Next paragraph, family history, cancer. Next paragraph, medication, trazodone. Next line, Celexa. Next line, baclofen. Next line, levothyroxine. Period. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph, social history, she endorses tobacco use, denies alcohol or drug use. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 95% at room air, blood pressure 114 over 82, pulse 72, respiration 18. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen, tendus, suprapubic region, no CVA tenderness, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity. She has normal bowel songs, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles above light, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomy gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial alert, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and effect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute cystitis. Assessment number two, dysuria. And assessment number three, the frequency. Assessment number four is hematuria. Patient was offered an ultrasound to assess her hematuria. She declined. She says she will come back for that another day. She says she's concerned about her kidneys because she has only one, period. Urinalysis was done today. Urinalysis reveals the following: blood positive, leukocyte esterate positive, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home. She was given an injection of lincomycin, 300 milligrams. She was then observed in a clinic for approximately 20 minutes, after which she reported no signs and symptoms of side effects from the medication. She says she's beginning to feel a little better. She's comfortable with being discharged, period. She was sent home with the following medication: Levoquin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 7 days. Number 7, next medication, Pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days. Number 12, no refills. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to come back to the clinic if worse, or if not improving, go to nurse emergency room if we are closed. She said she understands and will comply. End of dictation.